Right now, we're joined in the studio by Ashley Campbell, Orange County Conservative. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good for another round of The Other Side. And we've been talking sort of behind the scenes. And we brought this up, about a month ago, the civility thing? About a month ago, we had the conversation here on the air. But this is something that's been going on that a number of people are involved in, which is this project to promote civility and to reward and recognize people who promote civility. And I mentioned this because you're kind of dealing with that this week a little bit. Just a little bit, right? So, okay, so go back to the beginning of this if you haven't been following the story online. Ashley is talking about you in the third person. You are a moderator.
That's fine. Yeah.
For those of you listening out there, Ashley is the moderator, one of the moderators.
Yes.
One of the moderators.
Six or seven, I think.
Of a Facebook group called Orange County Local, which is let's say more conservative than the usual Orange County group.
It's right-leaning
group, but meant to be sort of a free-for-all. Insofar as it is a free-for-all, it can get uncivil, and that happened earlier this week when somebody made some untoward comments about Hongmin Gu, who's one of the Chapel Hill Town Council candidates, basically saying she shouldn't be running for office because she wasn't born in this country, essentially, is where that started.
Right. Yeah. That's the basic opinion of one of the members of County Local, who, he doesn't feel as if immigrants make sufficient candidates for any kind of office, local, state, federal, anything like that.
I didn't see the thread, and it's been deleted
since.
So
by the poster, I believe. He hasn't confirmed that with me, but I know that none of the administrators deleted it. So,
but that sparked a huge conversation. There's a Herald Sun article about it now that got posted yesterday, I think. And Hongmin Gu has responded to it publicly and on the Orange County Local Board, which is also publicly, I guess. So I guess we can talk about this in a whole bunch of different ways, but the question that I'm really interested in, since like the sort of this explosion of comments and conversations and back and forth about this initial comment that was made, as a moderator of and this is the problem with social media in general is it's very hard to manage and keep things civil. As a moderator of a board like this that sort of prides itself on being a free-for-all, like a place where everyone can present their own opinions and not be shut out or barred, how do you sort of maintain that atmosphere of openness while simultaneously encouraging and promoting civility and pushing back against people who are extremely uncivil?
Right. Now, well, what we try to do, myself and the other administrators, is we try to prevent ad hominem attacks, try to keep people from just calling other people names, doing just real basic schoolyard kind of language and much worse,
I was scrolling earlier today, and there was a comment that you made like way down at the bottom of one of the threads about trying to deal with grown people who are acting like 7-year-olds.
Exactly.
It kind of feels like that.
That's the way it feels to me, at least. I feel like I'm an elementary school teacher trying to get adults to talk to each other like I think adults should act. And each person who moderates the group has a different approach, I think, to that basic rule that we have as far as civility goes. And some people are more keen to come down hard on enforcement than others. I guess I'm going back to the elementary school teacher. I try to work with people to mediate a conflict if I think that they can be mediated, and try to help people understand another's position. A lot of times that really goes nowhere, but I'd rather try to do that initially than just ban people outright, because I think maybe it could be a learning opportunity. But some people are just there to fight or to troll, and we end up banning those people, usually at least temporarily. Sometimes we talk to each other about it before we do, sometimes not. I usually get other people's opinions, because there's I think maybe 4,000 people in the group, and posting is pretty active, and you know, my eyes can't be everywhere all at once. But sometimes you encounter situations also where people feel attacked, and you can go back and review the comments, review the situation, and find that there's just been a misunderstanding. But people on social media take things ways that weren't intended. And so I know sometimes people have gotten offended, but it was not the intention of whoever they were being commented upon by, to do that. So sometimes it's a tricky situation. And we do want people to be able to express their political opinions, regardless of whether we agree with them or not. So that's one of the main things that we look out for. Although, you know, I'm sure that because it is more right-leaning, there are people who are more left-leaning in the group that might not feel that that we do.
What constitutes a troll?
Oh.
Like that's a question I've always kind of wondered, right?
Definitely.
It's kind of a know-it-when-you-see-it kind of thing, but it's hard to...
Exactly what I was going to say. I mean, a lot of the... one of the main characteristics, I would say, is just somebody who will not let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what the other person they're arguing with does, it'll just be like, okay, man, I'm just walking away. They will still insist on having the last word on everything, that they are right about everything. That's one of the key characteristics, or people that are just using really terrible language and just coming on there and attacking people. Sometimes though they can be more subtle and it's harder to get rid of them. But yeah, it is kind of, you know it when you see it. It's situational too, so it makes it complicated.
Speaking with Ashley Campbell, so sort of instead of being reactive and either banning people for going over the line or deleting comments or whatever, what can be done to be proactive and sort of promote the sort of discourse either on a social media page or just anywhere in public in general, that the sort of discourse where this subject wouldn't even come up in the first place?
Right. Well, I mean, I think in the case of this, where, my interpretation of the events was that this person who was posting his feelings on immigrants running for office used Hong Beng-gu as a local connection to what he interpreted as a larger problem in America today, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the response that he got to that, which was a lot of people flocking to the post and telling him, you know, exactly how they felt he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, defending Hong Beng-gu personally, as well as, you know, adding things like, what about all of the other immigrants that have contributed so much over America's history? Would you not have let them serve in office? And making excellent points like that, that I think really was able to, sunlight is the best disinfectant, I guess. So it was able to show how his opinion would not necessarily stand up in, you know, sort of a marketplace of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It was not defended very well. So.
Yeah, yeah. And should mention Hong Bin also commented as well, and like very...
Yeah.
Staying above the fray way, I think.
She definitely has. I will give her credit there. She has just been very classy in her responses to this. Like, I just have been very impressed with that. And because she's not just ignored it, which would be easy for her to do. Because Orange County Local is just a little Facebook group. That's kind of how I think of it. And so she could easily ignore it. Not many people who are on there are even Chapel Hill residents. I think it's more of a Northern Orange County representation. Yeah, I would guess. I don't know that scientifically, since the population base is so much farther south in the county. But you know, so they may not even be pondering whether they're going to vote for her or not, but she's just been really representing herself well, and has taken the time to respond to people. So mm-hmm. I think that's really excellent, and doing it, of course, in a civil way.
Yeah.
So I think that she is actually a really good model. You know, some the kind of behavior that I'd like to encourage, especially from people running for office locally. So we want them to be to feel like they can come on that board, because we often have gripes and groans about local politics that we would love, you know, the elected officials or people who are running for office to be able to comment on.
Mm-hmm. So speaking with Ashley Campbell again. So I've been going at this from the promoting civility angle. What are your thoughts on all of this sort of in general? I know you got quoted in the Herald Sun article. You're moderating the board, so you're kind of in the middle of this, whether you want to be or not.
No, it's really tough. I think that with Orange County Local, and probably any Facebook group, you're going to have some people that are uncivil. And their voices are often louder than others. They're kind of this troublesome minority of people. And so in a social media context, it's probably better to, you know, either delete their comments or ban them. You know, maybe I'm not enforcing civility as harshly as I should. Like I said, I feel like adults, you should be able to reason with them. But you can't always. You really can't. And I think that it's good advice for us just to lead by example and try to take an active role in the moderation of the board, which I probably haven't been doing enough of, and you know, it's trying to teach people to be civil. I mean, that's like we've talked about before. I mean, that's something that I have to practice as well, because it's easy to get emotional. There's a lot of, you know, hot topics that people want to have visceral reactions to, myself included. And so it's trying just to communicate over and over and over again that it's best to talk to people about their ideas. Don't just, you know, slander their character or slight their character, I should say, but engage with their ideas, argue about that rather than try to resort to some personal attack.
So, I mean,
that would be my main piece of advice. It's just to engage a person based on their ideas and not just who they are, who you think that they are, because you really don't know.
And you're usually
Facebook.
Wrong, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely nowhere.
And also I think you mentioned the visceral reaction, like not to discount the visceral reaction. Like if you're having a reaction that's super strong to a particular issue or a proposal or something, and I know we've talked about that too, like it's not just about not having those reactions. It's about owning the reaction that you're having and saying, hey guys, this is how strong I'm feeling. Let's talk about that.
Right. Yeah. Or I mean, sure. That's a good way to make your feelings known without attacking someone else. But, you know, I might even go a step further and encourage people to who feel strongly about something to in a rational way, measured way, to communicate, you know, why they feel that way, you know, what factors are you know, behind those emotions, because and that kind of encouragement, I think, would help them, you know, understand either, you know, why exactly they take this position on a certain issue, or maybe even make them examine their feelings and realize, well, maybe, you know, maybe I haven't taken into consideration all the evidence or facts about, you know, X topic. It could be anything.
That's the hard thing to do, because you're asking people to be sort of rational in a moment when they're reacting sort of emotionally, gut reaction really strong. But I think that's exactly right.
Right.
Like, be rational even in those moments.
And it is difficult because a lot of people want to get on social media and just yell and hash it out with anybody.
It's the place with
like
the quick reaction, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't think, you just immediately
exactly.
post. Yeah.
I mean, it's not quite as bad as Twitter. I mean, Twitter, I feel, is almost just created to, you know, have snarky back and forth, you know, tear people down as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Well,
this is the thing with
media.
Twitter. It's like you can't get out a logical, well-reasoned argument in 140 characters, but you can get out a really good insult. And that's the problem.
That's a great way to put
it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so with Facebook, it being a, you have more space to, more text, more characters, people can use their, you know, use their words, like their, like
back
adults.
To the elementary school teacher,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, come full circle. Use your words like an adult and take a deep breath. And, you know, if you can't take a deep breath, maybe you shouldn't be posting on social media. Mm-hmm. And then come back to it. Because as I think the person who posted this about Hong Bingu is maybe finding out, you know, what you post on social media is public.
Mm-hmm.
It is public. And I was surprised to find out in the wake of this that a lot of people don't realize this. I mean, your employers can see it, reporter can see it, and it can be printed in the paper. They don't have to ask your permission. So, you know, it's fair game in that kind of space. And so, you know, that perhaps more than anything should instill in people a little bit of fear, if that's what it takes to have some civility online, just because you never know who exactly is looking at what you're posting.
I got to wrap up. Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you.